Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park with six good questions from you, the fans, so let's get right to them. The first one comes from Harry. Do you think it was the offense or defense that was most improved this week? In the victory against the Falcons, I have to give the nod to the offense. We did not find the end zone last week against the Saints. We found the end zone four times against the Falcons, and we had over 500 yards of total offense, paced by a powerful ground attack of Matt Asiata and Jerick McKinnon, and then, of course, Teddy Bridgewater with 317 yards through the air. Didn't hurt matters either. So the offense, with their point production and yardage totals, gets the nod for most improved. Our next question comes from Kyle in Watertown, Minnesota. What was the difference that got us a win over the Falcons compared to losses to the Patriots and the Saints? I think there were a lot of differences in all three of those games, but the number one difference is turnovers. The Vikings were plus two in turnover margin against the Falcons, and winning the turnover battle cannot be overstated in the NFL. It is of utmost importance. The Vikings did that against the Falcons, and it's no coincidence that they also won the game. Our next question comes from Twitter. Tony asks, was it just me or did Josh Robinson play really well after that coverage botch? The coverage mishap that he's talking about is the one between Captain Munnerlyn and Josh Robinson early in the game. Roddy White got a touchdown. After that, though, the Vikings secondary was pretty good. Roddy White and Julio Jones were targeted a combined 22 times and just 10 catches on those 22 targets. You have to give Josh Robinson a bunch of credit for that. Xavier Rhodes had four pass breakups. Josh Robinson had two, and he had an interception at the end of the game. Kind of a reward for playing well through the first three and a half quarters. So Josh Robinson did play very well, and I think he's one of the Vikings' most improved defenders off of last season. So Josh Robinson playing really well for Mike Zimmer's defense. Our next question comes from Dustin. Could you let us know how Gerald Hodges and the whole linebacker core did without Chad Greenway? The linebackers looked pretty good. Anthony Barr had another sack, a crucial sack on a third down in the second half on Matt Ryan to help lead us to victory. Gerald Hodges was all over the field, had a few tackles. The linebackers as a group played very well. One area to look at when you're trying to judge linebackers is the rushing attack. Atlanta's rushing attack, they got loose for one long run, but beyond that, the Vikings did a very good job against the run. In fact, gave up just 57 yards rushing on 16 carries in the first half, and then Atlanta didn't run the ball very much in the second half. So overall, Vikings linebackers did a great job without Greenway, but it would be nice to have Greenway back as soon as possible. Our next question comes from John in San Diego. How worried are you about Bridgewater's ankle? I think any time a player leaves the game and doesn't come back, you have to be concerned. I'm sure Teddy will go through tests this week, and with it being a short week and the game being on Thursday, he may not practice. Until he practices and or plays, it'll be Christian Ponder who's the next man up, and the good news for the Vikings is Christian Ponder has a lot of experience, and he'll be able to operate Norv Turner's offense. So hopefully Teddy can make it to the game. If he can't, Christian Ponder will be the guy. Our last question comes from Marcus in Rochester. How do the Vikings beat Green Bay with being so banged up and on a short week? It doesn't help that we are beat up and have a lot of backups who have to step up into starting roles, but more importantly, it's a short week and we play on the road. Road teams on Thursday night do not fare very well in the NFL, but here's the good news. It's a short trip. We just have to go to Green Bay, and it's a familiar opponent. It's a division opponent in the Green Bay Packers. Last week, the New York Giants went on the road to the Washington Redskins, a division opponent, a short trip, a familiar opponent, and they were able to win. I think the Vikings could do the same thing this week. It's next man up for all those starters who can't play. The backups have to step up into an increased role. They did it last week against the Falcons, and I think those guys can do it this week against the Packers. All right, that's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but don't forget, Vikings and Packers, the game is on Thursday night. You can catch the game all across the Vikings radio network. Our guy, Paul Allen, will have the play-by-play. Pete Bursich and Greg Coleman will have the analysis. And don't forget to join us next week because we'll be back for another edition of the Pick Six. Send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll see you next week.